today, guys, and we've got an update on Crevo's alien trolling.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Look, you say trolling, but it's a bit of a harmless prank. Basically, I found this UFO conspiracy Facebook page through Jackson, signed up and decided to post a picture of a couple of funny-shaped lights I saw in a bar. Just by moving my camera across, so it appeared if they were moving across the night
sky. To make it look like they were UFOs.
Now, if you're new to the show, Crevo is a notorious non-believer in anything like this. So for him, this is, like, really funny gear, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think there might be aliens out there. I just don't think anyone on this planet has ever seen them. They're too far away, statistically likely, but probably not here. Anyway, so I put this up, and like for the first couple of days, there were dozens of comments that started rolling in, people debating it, whether it was real, whether it was just a couple of lights, that sort of thing. And then there was a bit of a break, and we did this chat about it, right? After that, it spurred some more comments and a bit of an update. So, because I said that the light experience was out at Dubbo, out in the sticks, you know. And Cassandra has jumped on the Facebook page and says, I live out at Dubbo and remember seeing this. It was talk of the town for a few days. I did say it was back in like 2019 or something. So
our show goes out to Dubbo. Of an afternoon. That's it's like right. Repeated. So this was replayed in Dubbo days ago.
So maybe that spurred some of this. Robert Kenny has then jumped on and said, hi, Mark, I remember that. I'm a truck driver and was travelling back to Newcastle from Dubbo that night and saw it too. There was even a radio report about it yesterday. Love your work.
You know what? Maybe you just so happened to pick a year and a spot where something actually happens.
Ooh, maybe, but probably not, because these things don't happen.
They do, Crevo, you big old skeptic.
Somebody called Sindra has said, so you're saying you took a photo of a falling light, .. from your ceiling? Skeptics are around like me, and this is the perfect example of it. Now, the fun doesn't end there, because a couple of days later, there was actually a local report on this Facebook group, because it's Australia-wide, right?
Yeah.
And this person has put up a video of some lights moving across the side saying, Argentine, Newcastle tonight around 7 p.m. And then, Maddie, you actually tagged me in this thinking, I might have a bit of fun.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I was going through all of the different comments last night. People are so gullible.
Do you comment, though?
No, I've just been tagging Crevo in things I think he'll find funny.
So you're enjoying it from the outside.
Local story, right? And I thought, here we go, let's have a bit of fun with this. I said, I had a warm feeling wash across me around that time. Mayfield location. I think there's no doubt we have had a visit. Now, there's been a response to this from Anthony, who said, might have mistaken that for when you were in the shower. But being a radio station host in the area, you should at least be across your local events.
Oh, burn.
Now, that was a burn, but I replied to that because, you know what, if you have an experience, you cannot let it go. So I said to him, I know what I felt.
Far out.
He's a group admin, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Out there.
Oh,
group.
Messing with the admin. No, he'll kick you out.
I'm still in the group. Haven't been banned
yet. I can't
yet.
Believe how widespread this group is.
Yeah, who would have thought everyone's into
it? A little old show at New FM.
You know what this goes to tell me?
What?
A lot of people are believers.
Well, there is a lot of believers out there.
Can I just say...
I'm just going to leave that
Do you
there.
Know what I stumbled upon last night? So it's just like... listening and reading alien stuff. Grant Denyer was a guest on this 7 News Spotlight show they did last week on this very thing. Mm. Now, obviously, off contract on Channel 10, apparently he had, like, a UFO experience back in the day.
Is he claiming he was abducted?
Yeah, well, he reckons that he had an experience.
He's a very little man.
He is a very little man.
Like, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's lighter to pick up if they're abducting. They're going to look around.
With the little laser beam?
They're not going to pick up someone heavy, are they?
You know what, though? You watch the old episodes of, like, Family Feud and stuff. It makes sense.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's just a bit whack, Grant Denyer.
Are you saying he's an alien?
Maybe.
We'll put that out there. That'll be on the
phone. Or he's clearly off contract of Channel 10 theory. And he's just looking for any opportunities. Oh, Channel 7 are doing an alien special. Oh. I guess I can say
it could just
an
be
alien.
After a headline.
How much you paying?
$200. Oh, good.
I'll see you there.